Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beale, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon. We have 14 employees, over 650 titles in print with 20 to 40 new books per year, and we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or perhaps you just want to better understand the publishing industry.
This week, we are going to talk about ways that COVID will permanently change publishing.
Let's first talk about the ways that COVID has already changed publishing.
Excellent question, Ellie.
That wasn't a question. It was a demand.
It was a supposition of an implied question. And the answer is, primarily, COVID put a lot of financial strain on publishing, because it shifted expectations, because the way that publishing is structured and weighted is you have a forthcoming title, you have a certain sales expectation, and then global events can dynamically, dramatically change that expectation's outcome. And so, materially, the biggest one was that a lot of books that were supposed to come out in 2020 were delayed either from the beginning of the year till the end of the year or into the following year. And I've heard this complained about by a lot of authors, and I just keep coming back to the idea of the, like, would you prefer that your book came out, was buried, and nobody bought it? Because that's sort of the, you know, the decision that the publisher is left to make. And then similarly, you know, you have, you know, just a lot of people that are having cash flow problems, from bookstores to book publishers to distributors. You know, there's a lot of strain for people that are less on the innovative sales tip or, like, have a more difficult time pivoting.
It seems like it's, like, always been kind of a low-margin industry, and a lot of people were sort of running close to the bone anyway, and this, you know, maybe didn't deliver a killing blow to a healthy operation, but definitely to a bare bones operation.
Yes, and that was interesting, and that's sort of what I observed as well, is that people that were struggling and under strain were suddenly in dire critical straits, you know, critical dire straits.
Yeah. So what about the long term?
So, and it's interesting because what, there was an interview with the new CEO of Barnes & Noble that I read in, let's say, mid-September. And it was interesting because it affirmed all of the things that I really thought, which is that essentially leaning more on backlist, meaning books that have been published prior to this season, that is strong and, you know, can sort of hold the weight to be a consistent, steady turnover. And, you know, having fewer titles overall, but having a more consistent, steady turn on those books seems to really be the way of the past, present, and future,
you know. So, like, bookstores having fewer books, but they're all face out, and so that means, like, publishers really need to, like, change our development for that.
Yeah, and I think that might eventually slow and or begin to solve the problem of just, like, vast, vast overproduction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if the expectation is, like, we're going to buy your best books from years prior, and, you know,
it takes some of the pressure off.
Yeah, right. You don't have to produce in the way. Though, that sort of creates the, how do I put it? Artificial cash flow phenomenon that publishing relies upon, which is, like, when you make a new publication, you sell it in really high, and then you're getting returns, and then you have sort of a steady drop off of sales over time. And a lot of those returns and, you know, the cushioned parts of that are supported by the following month's new publications, you know. And so you can really hide a lot of your long-term failures in the length of that curve. So by having books that appear to be generating a lot of income in the short term, even if you're really eating it in the long term, I think that has really hid a lot of the expenses and losses of publishing over the years.
So what is your advice to the publishers that are really struggling right now, who were struggling before and now just aren't sure if they're going to make it? We've been hearing from a lot of people who are like, can I sell my press? Like, should I close up shop? Should I try to grit my teeth and hold on for another year? Should I keep going? Should I pause? Should I announce things for 2021?
Well, next week we'll do the episode about what to do if you're evaluating selling your press.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I would say the biggest thing is revise and refine your systems, because ultimately if you're having trouble, that's why you need just tighten up your systems, look at where you're not working, look at where you are working, and refine, you know. That's been sort of the feedback that I've been getting a lot of, is people say once they did that, things really turned around, you know, that they could see where they were overspending or where they were overexpecting, and, you know, they could create a more reasonable set of expectations and numbers.
So I guess in summary, like, publishing is changing, but hang in there, but don't keep doing what you were always doing.
Yeah, and I think that's really the hardest thing for a lot of people, is that to lean into the change rather than expecting things to go back to the way where they used to be, because that isn't something you can rely upon. Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosm publishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.